Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on your favorite podcast. This is your host Lumpe and welcome to the 30th episode and the last episode of season one of the Talk Time with Lumpe podcast. Guys, I'm so excited about this, and if it's your first time here, you're super duper welcome. And if you're a returning listener, you already know how we roll here. Okay guys, so I promised, yes I did, on my Insta story that I was going to like have a little, you know, game today. We're not going to be doing anything serious, but still this is serious to share. And I decided to take questions from my listeners to answer here. So guys, I have about 15 questions, but I had to merge some of them together because they were basically almost the same thing. And then I subjected my friends, like my close friends anyways, to picking about 10 questions for me to answer from a this or that game thing that I was going to play on here. So they sent me a couple and then I streamlined into 10 questions that I'm going to be answering. But then, you know what, these guys literally put me on the spot by saying that whatever option I'm picking, I'm going to have to explain the reason why I'm picking that option. Annoying, right? But then I'm gonna do it because why not, right? So guys, that's it. So I'm answering literally 20 questions on this episode. From the this or that questions, I'm answering 10, and from the questions I put up on my Instagram, I got 15 questions, but I'm gonna streamline. I already streamlined that to 10 questions and I merged some together, and some that ask like same questions, I'm just gonna answer that together too. So let's get right into this. Guys, so first of all, let's start with the this or that question, and we have 10 questions here, like I said earlier, and we're gonna get right into it. So the first one is sunrise or sunset? Sunrise, because I don't like sunsets. I like it, I like morning, afternoon, but definitely not evenings or nighttime. So sunrise for me. Second question is simple look or glam? Well, simple look, because I can't do makeup, so yeah, simple look. Third one is introvert or extrovert? My answer is Iwolomovat. It's actually a Yoruba phrase that I use, and this means that you are the one that knows that. And the reason is because I don't believe I'm an introvert or an extrovert. I can be both or anyone or none, depending on the environment or the atmosphere I am in at the moment. So that question, my answer is you are the one that knows that. Oh, so the third question, that's Android or iOS? iOS. They want me to come and embarrass myself on this show. That's why they're asking me this question. But everyone knows, obviously, I'll go for an iOS device. Reasons because no shade to Android, but the camera just wears out after a while that I don't seem to like. So I think I just stick with iOS, and that's on period. No offense to any of the companies. So guys, homemade or takeout? Takeout anytime, any day. Any period, anytime, take out. As much as I have a food business that I run, for those of you that don't know, I have a food business that I run. So as much as I have that running, it doesn't still mean that I do not like takeout. I prefer takeout because it's easier, because it's faster, and because, of course, it's stress-free. So yeah, take out. Next question is cake or ice cream? Ice cream. I don't really like cake so much, maybe because I bake cake, so I don't know. The whole mixing of the eggs and the milk and the flour just gives me that nauseating feeling. And so yeah, ice cream anytime, any day. Well, with some specific kind of flavors, because I don't like chocolate flavored ice cream, so so movies or books? Movies, please, because
books, I have to strain my eyes for so long, and I have to read like line by line. So movies, yeah, because, and I love movies with subtitles, so most of the time I'm not just watching the movie, I'm just like reading the subtitles. So yeah, movies. Next one, guys, I think this is question number 8. So it's asking which of the seasons I like, the wet season or the dry season. In Nigeria, we just have two seasons, which is wet season or dry season. And some people actually classify the dry season as, you know, the popular winter, and we sometimes call it Harmattan. So, and then the wet season, we call it like rainy season. So I actually prefer rainy season, though everywhere is all sticky, muddy and stuff. But I prefer it to Harmattan, because Harmattan, I just have all this bleedy black nose all through. So yeah, rainy season or wet season, whichever one you prefer. So that's like summer, that's like our own summer. Anyways, guys, so next question, that's one, is jeans or dress? Jeans anytime, any day, because it's like so comfy to wear. On like a dress, you have to be careful of how you sit and all. So jeans, please, anytime. Last question, finally. Last question is one pillow or several pillows? Several pillows, because you know you can cuddle, you have someone to cuddle. Though you're single, you have someone to cuddle. Single Pringle. So before we continue the questions, how about we go on a short break? Yeah. Yeah, so I'm back. So I'm going to answer the questions I got from my Instagram stories. Like I said earlier, the disorder was from a couple of my friends that sat down and put those together, and I had to just pick 10 out of the questions they sent me to answer. So we're moving on to the Instagram stories one. This one, it was you guys, my listeners, that, you know, asked the questions. So a lot of you are asking me questions about relationship. I don't know. I haven't testified to the people that I'm in a relationship. People just want to hear it here. Let's just get to the questions. I have about 3 questions here about relationship, but I was able to merge a couple together. And the ones I can't match, I'll just read them out. So the first one is, are you single or in a relationship? Coupled with another person that asked that same question with another question, that who are you in a relationship with? So first, I'm single. That answers the 2 questions. So I'm single and I'm in a relationship with nobody. Okay, so question 2. Are you in a relationship yet again? If not, why? So the reason why I took this question out separately is because of the other question, if not why. Yeah, I'm not in a relationship, and I don't need a reason to not be in a relationship. But if you really need to know why, because I'm still searching, that's the why. And the third question is, are you open to a relationship if you're not in one already? Yes, I am open to a relationship, only with the right person. Like I always say, love is beautiful only with the right person. So yes, that's the answer to the question that thou seekest. Okay, moving on, guys. I got on that question, and this question seems to be confusing, so I'm not sure yet about how to answer it. Question says that, what is the ginger to your swagger? First, let me start by asking, what do you mean by swagger? Is it swag? I don't know. I don't really know how to answer this question, but I think I'm trying to like rephrase this question to what gingers me, yeah, to do what I'm doing, or what gingers my mood and stuff. God. Because I don't know how to answer this question, because I think I answered a part of it in like my episode 28, I think, yeah, where I spoke about what gingers me to be my meditation and confessions and affirmations that I constantly like say to myself. So I can say that's part of what gingers me. I meditate and confess and affirm myself that I am a vibe girl. So what gingers me is to do this podcast that I'm doing, or to do life generally, is seeing what is around me and seeing that I can be better. What I read sometimes gingers me to do my podcast, motivation, meditation also. Sometimes I have to sit and meditate on certain issues before I, you know, actually get gingered. Ginger. to come up here, and sometimes food gingers me to do, you know, amazing stuff. Like I come up with different recipes and I just feel gingered for the rest of the day. So yeah, food too. If food doesn't ginger me, what else will? Moving on, guys, to the next question. What does success mean to you? I love the person that sent me this question. So I love all of you, but you know, I had just this person just had like a really soft spot in my heart. So what does success mean to me? My definition of success is like me attaining goals and, you know, milestones that I've set for myself, you know, in different phases of my life. So when I ace those goals or milestones, I actually define myself and see myself as successful. To me, being successful necessarily doesn't mean material things or money or wealth. So it just means me like acing goals. And some of those goals might actually have to do with money or wealth or assets. So yeah, that's it. Moving on to the next question. This is question number 6. And the question is, what is your biggest fear when it comes to life? Okay, so I have 2 fears when it comes to life. The first one is fear of failure. Yeah, I'm always super afraid to fail because I just feel like I might not be able to pick back my pieces. So there's just this constant fear to fail. So I push myself to be a better version of myself because I cannot afford to fail. Though there's situations and circumstances in my life whereby I failed before, but it just took a longer time for me to recover. So that's why I'm constantly afraid to fail, because I don't want to go back to that position I was in. And the second fear I have is fear of eternity. Not eternity in the context of Christ coming back for us, but like the fear that we're actually going to live forever. Question number seven is this one. Oh my God, this person that asked this question. This person made me dress up for this podcast episode, like literally said that you have to dress up for this podcast episode. Yeah, so how much is the outfit you're wearing at the time of recording the pod and from where? Jason, I had to dress up for this. Anyways, so first I'm putting on a sweatshirt from a friend. Yeah, I got it as a gift from a friend. It has a food brand. Like, yes, and a sweatshirt in Nigeria will cost about 4,000 to 5,000 naira or 6,000 more, which is about $8 to $10. So, I'm also putting on a jean from Jeans and More. That cost me about 2,500, which is like $5. And I'm putting on palm slippers that I got from the street here in Ilefe. And that's 2,800, which is about $6, $5 and about 6 cents or something, I'm not sure. So minus my hair, because that's not outfit or anything. So I'm just gonna, you know, wrap everything up together, and that should all be about $20.06. I don't know, but in Nigeria currency here, that's, you know, that's me like, ooh, balling. But I don't know how much that, you know what means in your currency or value there. So anyways, guys, question number 8. So some of these questions are getting like really personal at this point. And someone asked, how old are you? I am 20 fine years old. 20 pretty, 20 hot, 20 dope, 20 nice. Hey, I'm 25 years old, so yeah, that's my age. Moving on to the next question is, how do you politely tell a guy that you're not interested in them? Okay, yeah, so this question is actually like, you know, almost like a podcast episode, but I'm going to briefly have to touch upon it a bit. Is first of all, I would advise you not to collect gifts from this person or take things from this person because you, or take, you know, extra benefit from this person because you know for a fact in your heart that this person has a soft spot for you or this person likes you. So you have to be firm on decisions, like not take things from the person. And if you're going to take anything from the person, take things that you know you can afford and pay back, just in case this person is going to be really nasty and ask for the shoes or the Brazilian hair or whatever I got for you. So if you know you're not going to have anything to do with this person, don't take things from the person. All right, so how to reject this person? If the person asks you out in physical, you have to tell them no in physical. Don't tell them no in a text. You know, don't tell them you think about it. There's nothing you're thinking about. You know for a fact that you don't like this person. So just give them a direct answer, but in a nice way. And you're trying to, you know, what you need me to do now is, you know, to tell you some nice way you can tell the person. Okay, so you can tell the person that, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not interested in a romantic relationship with you right now. You have to include the fact that you're not interested in them, you know, right now or ever. Or you say, I'm not interested in dating right now, you know, or I don't feel any attraction for you. You know, it has to be straight up and honest. You don't beat about the bush, you know. And if the person is trying to ask you on a date, you can say, oh, I'm honored about this, you know, invitation, but I'm sorry I can't go right now. You know, you can look for any other excuse. I have work to do or something. Or, oh, I'm honored about this invitation, but I'm sorry, I don't feel it's appropriate for me to be with you on this date because I don't think the same about you. You know, I wish there were two of me, you know, to go with you on this amazing date, but I'm sorry, it's just one of me and I can't go. You could just say, oh, thank you, this sounds amazing, but maybe next time. And you know, you have to be, you know, straight and honest, and the next time I just never come, you know. And that's it. So those are the polite ways I think you can tell someone no, that you're not interested in them. So the last question, this question 10, so emotional for me. This is like question 10 and almost the last question. So the question says, share a little. Oh, this is like my keen listener. I love this person too. Share a little on your checklist of your kind of man. I mentioned it in one of my episodes. Yeah, I did. Yep, I did. I can remember the episode. That's just before you say I do. I don't remember what exact number that episode is, but I know that episode like so well because I've got a lot of questions from it on my checklist. And I'm so happy this person is asking me and I can finally share just a bit with you guys, my listeners. So the first things first is, he must be a lover of God. Like, you've got to love God more than you love me, because just because when you offend me, you know, God is gonna be the one to fight for me and tell you, go say sorry. But that's not like the major reason. But then, like, you need to love God first more than you even love me. And purpose alignment, our purpose have to align with each other. I'm just really paranoid about that. Like, our purpose, oh God, align, there must be an alignment of that. So then you must be caring, because like I said in one of my episodes, my pain threshold is like zero, my pain tolerance is like on the minimum, so I can, you know, bear pain so much. So I need someone that's caring, like extra caring, lovey-dovey, you know. Then communication goals, like, you must be able to communicate like all the time. Don't hide things from me. Don't just say, okay, don't worry about that, and then you bring it up some 20 years later. No, communication goals has to be like on point. Then guy, you gotta be attractive with them beards, ooh, with the bass voice, so that's it for me. Then another one I'm going to share, the other ones I'm not going to share with you guys, because I said just share a little, you know, like a drop, a dash of it. And the other one I'm going to share with you guys is, he needs to have a job. So just in case my future husband is still listening and you have beards, you have the bass voice, you're attractive, our purpose is aligning, you're caring, slide into my DM. Guys, at this point I gotta go. Thank you guys for staying tuned to the end of this episode and to the end of season one. We're gonna do giveaway. I mentioned that in the last episode and I can't wait. I'm sincerely happy. And season two is starting next week Wednesday. That's like so much joy for me. Thank you guys for listening to the end. It's your host signing out. Bye.